This is Ashland Connected, sharing stories of success in our connected communities, inspiring you to get connected too. Ashland Connected, a presentation of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville. Now, here's your host, Amy Daubenspeck.
Hi, Chamber friends. Today on Ashland Connected, we are going to be talking about empowering the next generation. And I am happy to have Josh Lehman with me today, the Chief Operating Officer of Junior Achievement. Josh, thanks so much for being with us today on Ashland Connected.
Yeah, Amy, and thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here to talk more about impacting young students in our community.
Sounds great. So let's get right into it. Josh, why don't you give us a quick bio of your background and then a quick overview of what Junior Achievement is all about?
Of course. So for everyone that doesn't know me, I am Josh Lehman. I've been with Junior Achievement for about 9 years at this point. And in my background at JA, I have spanned all kinds of different career paths within the organization. But ultimately, my goal is to help connect individuals in the community with the mission of Junior Achievement, find that connection and find ways to help them get involved and impact young students that we work with. And so to give everyone a background in terms of what Junior Achievement does and why our work is so impactful, I think the best way I can describe that is with really two words. And I think I use a lot, perspective and opportunity. JA's programs span three different main pillars, and there's a lot of different programs we have. But ultimately, at the end of the day, our goal is to help students gain perspectives that they might not otherwise have the chance to gain and lead to opportunities they might not otherwise have. We have programming around entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and career readiness. And those programs actually take place kindergarten through 12th grade. And that's a really broad concept, but ultimately, it's about helping students understand the value of making smart financial decisions. What's a budget? What's a savings? From career and work readiness side of things, it's helping them understand the possibilities that exist in their own backyard, discover career pathways they might not have otherwise known about, and help them discover their passion in life. And the entrepreneurship side, whether it's helping them understand that they can start their own business one day, or just simply take that entrepreneurial mindset into their career. The volunteers that we work with in the community every day are going into classrooms or hosting programmatic events to help these students gain those opportunities and those perspectives.
So what are the best ways to make that happen? Are you going actually into the classroom or is it more event focused? What's the crux of it?
Of course. So we have, as I kind of mentioned before briefly, we have a lot of different programs. We actually have over 70 variations of programs. Traditionally speaking, as a volunteer in Junior Achievement's programs, we connect with professionals in the community, and it could be anyone in the community who will then go into the classroom and help teach these programs. So it is in the classroom more often than not. But we also host programmatic events, and those programmatic events could be things like JA Inspire, where we have curriculum in the classroom to help these students understand some concepts before the event. And then they come to an event to really gain a hands-on interactive experience. And I will say all of our programs are amazing. They're a lot of fun to volunteer and teach because they're designed to be very hands-on and experiential. So when you're in first grade and teaching a class and you're not sitting down and lecturing about some specific financial literacy concept, you're talking with these kids about what are needs and what are wants. And then we have games and activities and picture books and storybooks where students can put together these storybooks with stickers. And you talk about different careers, and there's games where the students play that they are leaning on their classmates to help them understand, well, give me some clues of what this career is. And they have to guess about it, this different career. So it's really hands-on and interactive for the kids. And that theme stays true throughout all of our programs, even into high school, where students will literally build businesses from the ground up with the help of their volunteer mentor and their teacher. They will go to these really hands-on career exploration fairs. We actually have a bunch going on right now, and we're going to be working on one later in May with Destination Career. And it's where students really get to, I say it as, it is a career exploration fair. It is not a job fair, because students are really encouraged to learn by doing. And every organization that we ask to participate in these events, we will help them figure out some type of interactive, hands-on experience where the students will learn what a day in the life of that job or career pathway will look like by doing something that is interactive.
And I'm assuming that you cover more than just Ashland County. Could you kind of explain, is it more of a regional focus for you? Or, I mean, because junior achievement is a national thing, correct?
Yeah, many people don't know much about JA, and it's really surprising. And when I got to be a part of the organization, I had no idea the impact they made, even globally. Actually, JA is in over 120 countries around the world, serving 12 and a half million students a year, just in the United States, where Junior Achievement was founded back in 1919. As an organization, we started here in the United States. We now have over 100 different Junior Achievement areas that cover all 50 states within the U.S. And we're what is called a federated model of nonprofit, which really means a lot because we have a parent organization that helps provide support and develop curriculum and provide some different guidance for all the local areas. But because we're a federated model nonprofit, we have our own local board of directors that we are then able to make decisions locally, and we can react to the needs of our communities locally rather than having guidance from a national organization saying you need to do X, Y, Z. So our area is JA in North Central Ohio, and we cover 16 counties throughout North Central Ohio, including Ashland County. And we go all the way over to Stark, Summit, and Portage County to the east, and then Marion, Morrow, and Wyandotte County to the west, and then Knox and Coshocton, you know, down south. So we have a very long strip across the state of Ohio that we serve. In total, last year, we served about 36,000 students just throughout North Central Ohio. And as our organization within North Central Ohio is concerned, we've been around since 1954, and we've impacted over about almost 1.2 million students at this point, just within our area.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Do you have any anecdotal information or success stories of students that have gone through some of these programs and actually came back and said, wow, I found my career path because of JA?
I do. And honestly, I have to say, this is my favorite part of my job, because in my role, I'm out in the community and meeting people a lot and trying to build that connection between the organization and the volunteer opportunities and supporting financially. And I've come across so many alumni that have told me their stories. And I always kind of joke with people that I was almost set up within the first few weeks of my job, because within the first few weeks of starting at JA, I met this wonderful woman. Her name was Terry Weaver. And she told me this whole story on the phone when she called into the office, just trying to get her grandson involved in Junior Achievement. And so obviously, being new to the organization, I had to ask, you know, how do you even know about JA? Because I didn't know about JA at the time. And she told me this whole story, how she was in Junior Achievement back in 1945, one of the first few thousand students to have Junior Achievement in the state of Ohio. And she told me this experience where back then, when Junior Achievement was founded, a little backstory, we only had one program. Today, we call that program the JA Company Program. And it is an entrepreneurship-focused program where students will literally build a business, come up with a product or service, sell that product or service, make money, pay payroll, the whole nine, develop business plans, raise capital, you know, sell the business, everything. And so she was in that program. And Terry told me the story where she said it meant so much to her, and it was so exciting to her to run a business. She decided, I want to start my own business one day. So she had said that she'd gone home with her parents, asked for some help to be able to do so, and wasn't able to help her go to school. So she said that she'd done some research, and I don't know how this worked out. She said the cheapest place I found at the time to get a degree was all the way out in California. So she went all the way to California to get her degree, put herself through a school by working in a placement agency out in California. She came back to Ohio when she graduated, where she started her own placement agency, placing medical professionals across the state. She told me that at one point she had over 200 people working for her, that while she was running this business, that she decided, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get my master's degree to help me with my business. And she said, when I got my master's degree, I ended up meeting my husband. And then at the end of all of this, when she retired, she said, Josh, I wanted you to know that education had meant so much for me in my life that I decided just to go back and get a third degree for the fun of it. And at the end of this whole conversation, she said to me, Josh, that class in high school with Junior Achievement was the reason that all this happened for me. And I'm 2 weeks into the job and my jaw is on the floor of my office. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is insane. And since then, I've met other people who will tell me that they are entrepreneurs today because of JA. I've met financial planners who say that they are a financial planner today because they had a financial planner come into their classroom in middle school and teach a class and talk about their career. Career and work readiness within JA spans every program that we have, because as a volunteer, when you come into that classroom, we're asking you not only to teach that program, which could be about financial literacy, but we're asking you to start out by telling your story. Tell the students who you are. What is your career? How did you get there? And we found through actually national studies of our programming that 1 in 3 alumni of Junior Achievement will say that their JA experience helped them decide what they wanted to be when they grow up. And that 1 in 5 will actually work in the same career field at some point in their career as the volunteer that has taught their class. And I don't ever think that those numbers mean that that is the only thing that led to that happening for that student and deciding what they wanted to be for their career. But I go back to what I said earlier, of it's perspective and opportunity. I think that everything we can do with young people in our community, it's stepping stones. And the more stepping stones we can place in front of them to help them and guide them and give them the support that they need to be successful, the more likely they are to be successful.
So back to the JA Inspire events, could you describe those in more detail? I know you have one in Richland County, one in Wayne County. Ashland County is getting a hybrid of that because it has a different name. I'm guessing it's a little bit different than those. And we've had Ashland businesses and organizations that have gone to those other events as well, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So like Charles River Labs is a huge supporter of this. They're in multiple events, even the Ashland Fire Department and others. We have over 160 organizations in North Central Ohio are participating in the three main JA Inspire events that we have right now that have taken place over the last few weeks. And I actually have one more coming up in basically next week, next Thursday at the Hall of Fame Village down in Canton. So JA Inspire came out of a collaboration from multiple JA areas over the years. And it stemmed from the whole concept, and I'm sure anyone listening to this call today could probably agree, finding someone for a job right now, workforce, is a challenge. And for pretty much every organization I talk to, workforce is a challenge. And so as that had kind of grown over the years, even prior to the pandemic, that was really something we were seeing with organizations getting to students at an earlier age. JA Inspire became a whole program that is a multi-lesson curriculum in the classroom where students learn about, this is why career planning is important. They learn about the concept of career clusters and how there's all of these different jobs within a career cluster. So if you're interested in one particular job, there might be other fields within that career cluster that you might be good at and might be interested in. They learn about networking and the value of networking as it relates to finding a job, the value of being able to develop their own elevator pitch to communicate their worth to an employer, and as well as developing soft skills. So this whole class really is this encompassing program prior to this culminating event that is the JA Inspire Career Exploration Fair. And this event takes place in the middle of this program. So after the students learn, they go to the event, and really we work with hundreds of organizations in our community to come to these events, and we'll coach every single one of them to come up with some type of creative, interactive, hands-on activity or game where students get to learn about the job, learn about the career, learn about the day in the life, or even learn something practical about the industry. I think about a lot of the banking partners we have. They might even just develop something that is a game that teaches students the importance of life and how you have jobs. And as you have a job and you earn money, things come up, and it could be you need to pay for a repair on your car. You might be saving for a home. You might have a windfall. And how do you then use that money? And there's all these games that are designed to make it really interactive. We have virtual reality goggles where students are learning how to weld with virtual reality goggles. We have flight simulators from the Air Force. We've got combine simulators from Sentara. Charles River sets up this really cool interactive exhibit where students have race cars and lab stations and all kinds of really cool things. So these events are designed to just excite students to think about new pathways. And I know I'm kind of getting off track here a little bit, but I think one of the most exciting things to me last year, I love this story because it's a story of overcoming preconceptions. So last year we had a teacher come to us after the event and tell us that they had some students that were complaining and grumbling prior to going to this event, that we already know what we want to do. We don't want to go to this event. It's not going to be worth it. And the same teacher came up to us after the event and told you, I have to tell you the story. These same students came up to me at the JA Inspire event, and they gave me a hug and they said, thank you for making us come, because we learned about careers that we didn't know even existed. And they were telling this teacher that they were now potentially considering new careers. We're not necessarily trying to change these students' minds, but we're trying to give them these additional opportunities to learn about things that they may not know about. So when I'm thinking about all of this, it's so cool because it's really grown so much in the last few years as we've really launched JA Inspire just in North Central Ohio. And this program takes place across the country in other JA areas. But as I think forward to what Destination Career is going to look like featuring JA Inspire, it really is the same thing. It's just that with Destination Career, we're focusing on engaging specifically with Ashland County students. When we build our JA Inspire events, we space them out in Mansfield, Worcester, and in Canton, because we have a very large footprint. And we were trying to find out where are the best places to place these events to kind of eliminate that geographic barrier to participation. At our other events, like the one coming up next week in Stark County at the Hall of Fame Village, we have students from five different counties coming to that one event with over 100 employers. It's going to be a really massive event, which is really exciting. But with Destination Career in Ashland, we have an opportunity to specifically focus on Ashland County students and show them Ashland County businesses. And we'll have some businesses that have broader footprints that are outside of Ashland County. We'll have a lot of local specific Ashland County businesses, but this is an opportunity for students in Ashland County to learn about careers in Ashland County through the same exact experience that JA Inspire provides for all the other students that are involved throughout North Central Ohio.
We'll be back with more from our guest, but now let's hear a word from our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships.
At Bill Harris Dealerships, we are proud to be distinctly different. Always guided by our core values, we are committed to providing you with a top-rate experience every time you step through one of our doors. Our service and sales teams are staffed with automotive experts who love providing meaningful service to everyone who visits one of our three dealerships. So whether you're looking for a brand new Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or something from our always changing used inventory, you can depend on Bill Harris Dealerships to always be there for you.
So let's get the what, when, where for that specific event, for Destination Career in Ashland County. When is it and where is it and how can businesses get involved?
Of course. So Destination Career in Ashland County is going to be on Tuesday, May 14th, and it will take place from 8:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, a little more detail. So what I'll say is I'll tell you the dates, and if anyone's interested, please, you can reach out to me. My name is Josh Lehman. You can go to our website. Junior just search Junior Achievement in North Central Ohio on Google. You'll be able to find us really easily. You can also call me directly. I'll even give my cell phone out, which is probably not the best idea, but it's 330-606-0939. And I'm happy to take calls and answer any questions, but it'll be May 14th. It's a Tuesday. We'll have set up time the day before and set up time the morning of, so that's why I say the timing is a little complicated, but students will be there from 8:30 in the morning till 2. And it'll be at the Ashland County Fairgrounds. And so really, I would say it's amazing. When we look at these events, and just a little background for JA in general, all of our programming is free to schools and students. We do not charge a school for anything that we do. The way that we fund our programming as a nonprofit is through the support of generous community partners, corporate gifts, and community foundations, some individual gifts and fundraisers that we host as well. And we were able to get some very significant support for this event to make it possible to offer this for free and to be able to help businesses get involved with Destination Career at a very low entry point compared to what it costs us for other events, because this program takes a lot to host. As you can imagine, there's a lot of human resources that go into the coordination as a nonprofit that is program focused within the youth development space and within the school specifically. And this programming is very heavy in planning for the event and working with the schools and training the businesses and working with teachers and training the teachers and helping them deliver the curriculum. So we have a really great opportunity for organizations to get involved in this program for a very low entry point. And so we do ask for a sponsorship of $150 for an organization at a base level to be involved in this event. But really what you're doing is you're helping to sponsor students. That's helping to sponsor 5 students to participate in this Destination Career event by giving that amount. And so we really want to be able to build relationships with the organizations that are involved here, because Destination Career Ashland County is only one program. We want to find organizations that believe in supporting young people in our community who want to come out and give back to these students. And that could then potentially turn into, if you love what you're doing with JA and you love being involved in this event, we have a lot of different ways that you can engage with other students in Ashland County and support them, from volunteering in the classroom to participating in all kinds of things that we do with the organization.
Well, back to your point about workforce being like the biggest issue that we've been dealing with worldwide, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Just here in Ashland County, workforce is always the first thing that most people mention when they're talking about their business issues. I would say that any of those types of businesses that are looking for quality workers or the future of their workforce, it would be a no-brainer to attend this event and help people understand what they do and how they do it. So I think that's pretty exciting that we have that opportunity for the future of our workforce in Ashland County.
I would agree. I think what we're trying to do with all of our career exploration programming, and especially with JA Inspire and Destination Career, it is really focused on building a talent pipeline for the future. When I think about that, we're trying to solve the problem at the root of the issue, not really just put a Band-Aid on it. Not that putting a Band-Aids are definitely needed. We need to solve the problem today, but we also need to solve the problem in the future so it's not a more complex and complicated problem. And I think about the ways that organizations can get involved in the community, whether it's with Junior Achievement, Destination Career, or many other organizations that are doing this work. I think it's just finding an organization whose mission you believe in and getting involved today. And that could mean a lot of different things, but the way that you can make a difference for the future is by working with young people today and helping them to expand their horizons before they potentially fall out of that talent pipeline. Because I think about when I was in high school, I maybe wasn't as motivated as I am today, and other high school students that, they're not maybe thinking as far forward as we do. And as we think maybe retrospectively now, as we've grown in our own careers, and being able to help a student understand that if you want to be an electrician, you actually have to be good at mathematics. You can't just say, I'm not going to pay attention in school. If you're going to work in the agriculture field, I love Sentara's booth that they had at some of our last Jay Inspire events. The math and the measuring and the science that goes into agriculture, it really blows my mind as someone who did not have a lot of depth in that knowledge in that field, as I've learned just on my end as we've done these events and work with organizations like the Ohio Farm Bureau and others. It's amazing how much you really need to know. And I think if we can get to students at an early age and help them understand that you don't need to be an expert in calculus, but if you do need to pay attention in math, so that as you're going into high school, there are some basic things you need to be able to do to be successful in your career. And going to college isn't necessarily the only option. There's a lot of amazing careers in our trades, manufacturing, and college may be the option. There's a lot of great careers there too. It's not about saying this is the only option. It's about saying, here are the options. Let's help you as a student make the best choice for you in your own life.
Absolutely. And back to the agriculture thing. I mean, automation is a huge thing in agriculture. Mm-hmm. I would guess, the assumption is, they're not they're just driving a tractor, but they have these $1 million tractors that drive themselves now. So it's amazing the automation and the drones and the different things that they use when it comes to agriculture. So I think that would be a huge eye opener for students, especially students that are into robotics and computers and those types of things.
Exactly. I always say that you think about what you want to do for your life, for your living. And ultimately, at the end of the day, there are a lot of organizations across a lot of industries where you can do that job. But it's about finding that organization that has a good culture fit for you and is one that you love being at. And once you find that, then you'll be able to just be excited about your career. And it's really understanding every little element of that company that helps you figure out, what is their culture like? What is that organization's mission? What do they do? And then you could be in marketing and work in the agriculture industry. I think about the USDA and other organizations that we've worked with for this event. We work with a lot of people who are directly in the marketing department for the USDA. So you could do a lot of different things across all kinds of different career clusters.
Fantastic. One more question about Junior Achievement. And how do you feel that being connected in the Ashland County community will help Junior Achievement to achieve its goals?
I think primarily being connected in the community is vital to the work that we do, because our secret sauce, as we always joke, but very seriously so, is the volunteer in the classroom. Because your background is different than my background, is different than someone else's background. And as I mentioned earlier, every single program that we have, regardless of its focus, ties in to that career and work readiness side of things by you getting to share your story. And I think being connected in the community through being involved with chambers, being involved with all kinds of organizations that we really spend a lot of time doing, it is so that we are able to connect with local individuals who can then go into the classroom and share their story with students.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate that you came on our show today. We're going to start wrapping things up, but I have a few more questions.
Of course.
So I don't know if you've listened to any of our podcasts before, but I like to do some fun ones.
Okay.
Last year, I did a 3-question lightning round. This year for season 2, we're doing rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw some rapid fire questions at you and you just answer them. How's
awesome.
That sound?
I love it.
Okay, cool. Real quick. I got 10 of them. These are either or questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Top shelf or bargain buy?
Bargain buy.
Couch potato or fitness fiend?
Fitness fiend.
White bread or wheat bread?
Wheat bread.
Perfect teeth or perfect hair?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with perfect teeth because my hair is already fading.
Big party or small gathering?
I'm going to say, well, that's a hard one. I like both, but I would say big party if I had to choose.
Movie at home or movie at the theater?
Movie at the theater.
Falling leaves or blooming flowers?
Blooming flowers.
No company or bad company?
No company.
Work hard or play hard?
Can't choose both on that one. I'm going to have to say play hard.
Okay. Interstate or back roads?
Oh, back roads for sure.
Yeah, I would say that too. That's fantastic. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships, for sponsoring the Ashland Connected podcast again here, season two. We're very appreciative of Bill Harris. Thanks again to Josh for being our wonderful guest today. And thank you to our audience for listening to our Ashland Connected podcast, which you can find at ashlandconnected.com or Spotify or anywhere you, any platform that you get your podcast from. And before we go, I'd like to talk about the total solar eclipse. On April 8th, 2024, the moon will align with the sun in the sky, blocking it completely and casting a shadow on the earth. Residents of Ashland County will be able to observe this celestial showstopper, a total solar eclipse, for the first time since 1806. While most Americans will witness a partial eclipse, Ashland County is within 124 miles, spanning 13 states from Texas to New Hampshire, that will experience totality, the moment when the moon completely blocks out the sun. So if you're thinking of waiting for the next one, you'll be cooling your heels until 2099. Which I don't think I'll be here for that. So seize the day. So for more information, you can go to exploreashlandohio.com/eclipse. And if you need eclipse glasses, you can get them here at our office. Many thanks to University Hospital's Samaritan Medical Center for sponsoring the eclipse glasses. And we will also have a limited supply of t-shirts and souvenir survival boxes the first week of April. And with that, this is Amy Dobbins-Beck signing off. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
This has been Ashland Connected. Catch more episodes monthly on ashlandconnected.com, ashlandoh.com, or wherever you stream your favorite podcasts. Ashland Connected is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville, and by the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce. The Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce is here to help Ashland businesses get connected to people, services, and benefits to help your business grow. For more information, call 419-281-4584 or visit ashlandoh.com. For more information, this has been Ashland Connected, a service of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, a Bryan Media production.